The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We will stick with political matters, or certainly political adjacent, because JP McMahon is with me, the Galway chef, the restaurateur and the author. JP, do you think that a cabinet minister should take particular responsibility for your industry, for the restaurant industry in the new government?
Absolutely. And I think not only just the restaurant industry, I'm certainly saying it to politicians that I meet, that I'd be looking for a minister for food, tourism and hospitality. What the problem at the moment is, tourism is in it's in such a large brief, it gets lost. And the bit of food that is in the ministerial brief is predominantly agriculture. And we have been an agricultural nation for many, many years, probably since the year dot, but we're forgetting the cultural aspect of food. And I think that it's falling in between all of the government agencies like Bord Bia, Fáilte Ireland, Tourism Ireland, and there is nobody looking after food in Ireland. And also, I think I read through the manifestos, and what's happening a lot is that money is being moved around. If the VAT rate goes up or down to 11 or 9, there might be some grants, but there's no strategy for food. There's no, like, what do we want food to look like on this island for the next 6 years, the next 10 years, and how do we build that? Because a little bit like what happened with the FAI, like, if we don't have an academy, nothing's going to happen. We can't just keep hoping that food entrepreneurs are going to keep landing in Ireland. We're going to have great chefs. We're going to have great restaurateurs. It's just going to be haphazard, unfortunately.
So the allegation, if we'll describe it that way, is that with agriculture, it's the business of the farm is the focus. And kind of once the milk leaves in the back of the trailer, in the back of the milk lorry,
it's food,
gone.
A commodity. Yeah, it's food as a commodity. And we excel at food as a commodity. We export like 96% of our beef and dairy all around the world. It is a fantastic industry. It's a massive industry. But like domestic food at home is not getting minded. And unfortunately, if you don't mind something, you will possibly maybe lose it. And if you get more and more, whether it's multinationals or bigger restaurant groups that come in and absorb up, then you'll be left looking like something like the UK or something like the States, where you'll have a very kind of generic offering everywhere in major cities. And I think Ireland has done well in the independent sector in terms of food hospitality and small cafes, bars and restaurants. And I'd like to see a ministerial portfolio mind that. And like hospitality goes back to the Middle Ages in Ireland. And we need to have someone whose brief is to, like, well, what are you going to do for that? And what's your vision for the next 5 or 6 years?
So it strikes me that kind of various aspects of that that chain, kind of from farm to fork, that they do have ministerial representation, but they probably have too much, if that makes sense. In the sense that they kind of the responsibility falls on so many different desks that ultimately it falls on nobody's desk.
Yeah, and that is absolutely from running our food symposium over the last 10 years. What happens is food falls between so many, it's in everyone's box and in no one's box, that you're kind of like, you're going to go on to another agency that, well, we don't really do with that. We deal with kind of exports. We don't really do that. We kind of deal just with tourism. And you're like, we did have a great Taste the Island. Fáilte Ireland ran it before COVID, and that was disbanded. And Fáilte Ireland now has no food division anymore. And so if they have no food division and Bord Bia is solely focused on exports and marketing, I mean, other than say the ads that you see for ham and that, there's nobody looking after the culture of food. And the French, Italians and Spanish have ministers for food that look after these things. And I think that sometimes I think that's why they're ahead of us. And we kind of complain that, well, why doesn't anyone know what Irish food is when they come? And I mean, when they come, they do have a great time, but the international perception of it is not there. And the reason for that is because we're not putting the time in at national level. And unfortunately, entrepreneurs can only do so much. Ultimately, I think it has to be a public-private kind of thing, and you need to share it and say, look, this is what we want to do.
Yeah, it strikes me. I mean, even the industry I work in, you've got a line minister, as it were, you might describe them. There's someone with responsibility for media. If you're working within the food industry, some days it could be the Minister for Agriculture. Other days, it could be the Minister for Enterprise. Other days, it could be the Minister with responsibility for tourism. Other days, the Minister for Finance, which speaks to that point, kind of in everyone's bailiwick.
And I think as well, Yeah, and I think also, I mean, the minister, I think sport needs its own minister. I think sport is lumped in with the Gaeltacht tourism and a few other things as well. And I honestly, I think like there is.
Well, that was Catherine Martin's brief, the minister for everything, all the extra stuff at the end that we couldn't find a single job for.
And there is plenty. Often it's like, well, the money isn't there, but there is plenty of money in Ireland at the moment. And if stuff is going to be reallocated and divided, I really think that some of the, you should look at what's been minded. And if we do need Minister for Agriculture and Food, or Food, Tourism and Agriculture. If agriculture is too big, then just put Food, Tourism and Hospitality, and give sport its own agenda. Because the sport, I honestly think, suffers from the same issue as food sometimes, because it's in everyone's, everyone loves it, everyone kind of goes to stuff, you eat three times a day, but at the same time, no one's really looking after it at a national level.
Yeah, I mean, people like myself are kind of immersed in this all the time. For most people listening at home, if you're wondering what her portfolio is, Catherine Martin's, the Green Party TD, Minister for Tourism, Culture, Arts, Gaeltacht, Sport and the Media. So there's a smorgasbord.
Crazy. That is so crazy. Culture should be, the fact that we have such a strong arts culture in Ireland, that should be a portfolio in and of itself. Like we literally, in terms of film and theatre and that, I mean, I think it has demonstrated that it should have its own portfolio. But I think food, I think we need to start thinking a little bit more creatively and less quantitatively, and just saying, like, rather than bringing money in and sending money out and exports being great and all that, it's like, what's the cultural substance of the next government? And I suppose that's what I like to say, like when I ask some of the politicians, what's your food policy? And they'd be like, well, I mean, we export lots of dairy and beef. And I was like, that's not the policy I'm talking about. I'm talking about, like, what's the vision for food in the next 25 years? Or are we just going to be swamped and look exactly like New York or London? Yeah. And
well, that's food as a commodity. It no different from kind of processed steel or pharmaceutical products. It's just that's a thing we make and we send to that country in return for money.
100%. And it also relies on the global thing keeping going. And I think, as we saw during COVID, I mean, the kind of global Ireland kept going, the pharmaceutical, the exports, and it was kind of like the local Ireland that suffered more. And I think that we need to get that balance right. And I think that's why a lot of people are annoyed, and because there is lots of money in Ireland, but it seems to just be on one side. It's this juggernaut that's coming down the line in terms of pharmaceuticals and everything. But then at the local level, cafes are closing. It doesn't really make sense. Like, if there's loads of money in the country, everyone should be doing all right, you know?
And let's imagine that any incoming government heeded your call and they carved out a ministerial position, or at least a minister of state for responsibility for food, or developing an idea or a plan for what food looks like in this country beyond a commodity that we produce and export. I mean, what would that look like in 5 or 10 or 15 years, like kind of properly managing all of that?
Yeah, I would like to see it from the top down, and a little bit like way we have arts, like we'd have food officers in every county. There would be like a liaison with, like, whether it's the hospitality industry, and literally very much kind of like trying to assist them, because hospitality, I think it hires 300,000 people, and or tourism and hospitality. And it is really important for the image of Ireland. I mean, some nights we have just 100% Americans in an Air restaurant, and they are coming over because of the idea of Ireland. And I'd love to see that just joined up thinking. So rather than the Restaurants Association kind of fighting with the government trying to get the VAT down by 3 or 4%, I mean, that's a short term fix. I mean, a long term fix would be like, what is the best VAT rate to help this industry thrive? I mean, what is the best wage rate? Because the wages are just going up and up and up, as if like the whole of Ireland can take them. But that's not necessarily the true for certain industries. So we need to be more strategic. And if the wages need to keep going up and food keeps getting more and more expensive, then that's just going to exclude a certain amount of people. So I'd love to see a kind of nationwide agenda. And then a lot of the food festivals, again, most of them are run on a voluntary basis. And then they end, like the Galway Food Festival that we had for 8 years. And it would be nice to be able to fund them. And because, I mean, tourists love coming to these individual events, and whether it's Galway, Westport, Dingle or Sligo or Dublin, anywhere, Wicklow, all these little festivals do kind of help the microeconomy.
JP McMahon, the Galway chef, the restaurateur and the author. JP, listen, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.